Hi friends, you're listening to How to Go Vegan podcast. My name's Trish Roberts. Rennet or renin is a natural complex of enzymes produced in any mammalian stomach to help a nursing baby digest mother's milk. In the food industry, rennet is used as a coagulant, in cheese making, in certain dairy products including some yogurts, and in junket, a soft pudding-like dessert. Rennet is extracted from the inner mucosa of the fourth stomach chamber of young, unweaned calves. These calf stomachs are a byproduct of veal production, which is an offshoot of dairy production. According to the McGraw-Hill Encyclopedia of Science and Technology, quote, after butchering, the fourth stomach is removed and freed of its food content, end quote. After this, the stomach goes through several steps, including being dry salted, washed, scraped to remove surface fat, stretched onto racks where moisture is removed, then finally ground and mixed with a salt solution until the renin is extracted. To obtain rennet, using the customary methods still used by many European and traditional cheesemakers, stomachs of young calves are dried and, quote, cleaned, end quote, then sliced into small pieces and put into an extraction solution, which will be filtered after several days. In modern production, the stomachs are deep frozen and ground up before rennet extraction. Rennet can also be derived from non-animal sources, and in North America, GMO microbial rennet is used more often in industrial cheesemaking because it is less expensive than animal rennet. But before you breathe a sigh of relief at the discovery that your favorite dairy, cheese, or yogurt might not be coagulated with rennet from the stomachs of calves, don't forget that they are all made with milk, the primary product of the dairy industry, which is the reason these calves are being slaughtered in the first place. In other words, if you are an ethical vegetarian who avoids the products of animal slaughter, keep in mind that offering financial support to the dairy industry is essentially agreeing to support the killing of calves for the production of veal. However, the good news is that there are many vegan varieties of cheese, yogurt, and pudding available on the market, some of which are also suitable for those with soy allergies, and with little time and effort, you can even make your own. The many long-time vegans living healthy lives are evidence of the fact that human beings can thrive on a varied diet of wholesome and delicious foods from the plant kingdom. Try it today. It's easy, it's enjoyable, and it's the source of ongoing rewards for your body, mind, and spirit. Thanks to Angel Flynn, who is Director of Outreach at gentleworld.org, a vegan intentional community, for the kind permission to use this essay and other essays. And please read my disclaimer about external sites, individuals, organizations, social media groups, etc. Thanks for listening. Till next time, bye for now.